Shall we pray before I start speaking? May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wanted to start off by telling you a story about when I was a teenager. I used to go camping with an organisation called Forest School Camps. These camps were not Christian camps. To be honest, I didn't even know that such things might even exist at that age. But we would sleep in tents, cook our food over fires, and sing in the evening around a campfire. It was really good fun, and I made some really good lifelong friends through it. Every morning, we'd be woken up with the sound of singing, as the camp leader would walk from small group site where we were camping to small group site. It was an unusual way to be woken up. I don't know how many of you have been woken up by singing. And there is one leader's song that I remember most clearly. Each morning she would sing, "So rise and glory, rise and shine, and give God the glory, glory, rise and shine." Do you know the one? "And give God..." Okay, great. And it ended up, "Children of the Lord." That song and those words have stayed with me. And on a dreary day, as well as dancing in the kitchen, I sing it. And the very simple words of praise change me and reframe my mind from my mindset, really on myself and my circumstances, to God. The reading today from John's Gospel is at a crucial point in John's mission. Having eaten with his disciples at the Last Supper, John now records Jesus' words of prayer. Firstly, Jesus prays for his mission and asks that he might be glorified as he brings glory to God through his death on the cross. Secondly, he prays for his disciples as he sends them out into the world. He asks that they might be kept safe and made holy as they too live to glorify God. So, what does it mean for us to live to glorify God? Yes, we glorify God through our actions, through our works, our home life, and our daily life. But what about directly glorifying God in praise? Often we don't feel like praising God, perhaps because we feel distant from God, or we might feel that God is distant from us. But it's good to remember that it is God who gives us breath. And even if we feel that we have absolutely nothing else to give him, we can give him our breath. We can use the air in our lungs to praise and glorify his name. In my early 20s, I ended up living far away from home. I may have mentioned it before. I ended up living in Lima, which is the capital of Peru. And I was very lonely and had got myself into a situation that was deeply unhappy. But I couldn't quite work out how to leave this situation. And I certainly had no clear direction in my life. I didn't really know which way was up and which way was down. And I'd had no sense of God's presence in my life at that time. He was there, I just had no idea. The family that I was staying with had a small guitar. And in the evenings, I would have a go at playing the guitar. Can I just affirm, I do not know how to play the guitar. Even those lonely nights never really worked for me. I'm always in awe, Martin, of anyone who can play it. And the only song that I could think of, and I learnt how to play, because it involved just three very simple chords, was a song called Kumbaya. You might know it. Do you know the song I mean? So I sung it over and over again. And I had no idea as to what I was singing, and little did I know that I was singing a song to God. Here's what Wikipedia says about Kumbaya. It means come by here. It's an African-American spiritual known to have been sung in the Gula people, and if I pronounce that wrong, I apologize, are descendants of West and Central Africans enslaved on plantations, which are down near Florida and surrounding states and islands around there. It's a song of those people, and the meaning of the song is an appeal to God to come to the aid of those in need. Again, like the song Rise and Shine, which I sung at the beginning, although I didn't understand with my head or even know with my heart what I was singing, I believe that singing that song had a consequence, a good outcome. God hears our songs, God hears our praises, God listens and responds. In my case, it was only 6 months later that I returned to the UK and through the power of the Holy Spirit met Jesus in a bedroom in Chesterton in a very powerful and life-changing way. So why give God glory? At its most basic, I'd like to say it's what we're made for, just like breathing or eating, which, to be honest, we don't really question, do we? We don't ask why should we breathe or why should we eat. Praising God is just as nourishing for us as individuals and for us as a community. Worshipping and praising God is the most fundamental reason for why we gather today, why we meet together for our various services during the week. That is what is at the root of why we have gathered here today. So praise is how we reorientate ourselves. We step out of the world into a space where we can focus on God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this week's St. Philip's newsletter, Ruth wrote about the disciples' response to witnessing Jesus ascending into heaven. And she wrote this: the Gospel of Matthew says they worshipped him and some doubted. How often have we felt able to worship and yet have still had doubts? Doubts about our own calling, about our own strength, about Jesus' faithfulness, even doubts about some of the teaching. Uncertainty, questions, doubt and hesitation. These things do not negate our praise and they do not negate faith. Those two things can be held together. So worship is not dependent on absolute faith. Worship is dependent on our willingness, or even if we're not willing, it's dependent on our desire to say, Lord, make me willing. Help me to desire to worship you. So that however small our worship is, we can engage with the living God who is present here with us now. Each morning, Anglicans around the world start the day with morning prayer. And the first words which are said are, O Lord, open our lips. And the response is, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. It's when we gather to worship, or just bump into each other in the street, or we bump into each other on Facebook. Other sites are available. It's when we bump into each other that we can encourage each other, because every one of us will have days, maybe even months or years, when we struggle to worship. This is where being part of a worshiping community is beautiful, it's essential, and it's wise. We're not made to do this journey of life on our own. So when we come together to sing, to pray, to hear God's word, and to feed on the bread and wine. We are joining in with this eternal song of heaven and with all other Christians in a just an eternal act of worship. This means that we don't have to depend on our own small contribution to that. And it means that we can trust that it is God who inhabits our praises. And just turning up physically here or on Zoom by speaking or singing praise in our hearts or out loud, even if our hearts can only muster a tiny whisper, the Holy Spirit comes. Because the praise of God is irresistible to the Spirit. And when the Spirit inhabits our praises, we cannot help but be changed. So, what does this mean for us? I'm hoping that in what I've said, I've laid before you the simplicity of coming before God, that even the tiniest whisper is enough. And if there is no whisper, just being there and saying, "Here I am." We're going to have an opportunity to respond now, as is with our all-age services. And there, I don't know if you could pop the slide up, please, Andy. So I just wanted to give us some opportunities to engage with what I've said, to engage with God, and to engage with one another. So you can join in at the back with myself and anyone else who would like to join in for some creative and physical praise. I promise you it's nothing that would be too scary, or scary at all. Something to think about. I have some pieces of paper which Ruth is holding up, which I can bring round. It basically shows you how you can write a psalm. You might want to have a go at that on your own, or you might want to have a go at that with a small group of people. I promise you, it's easier than it sounds. Don't aim for one as good as King David. Just aim for one that expresses your own heart. And then something to talk about. And to be honest, the think about and the talk about could be interchangeable. So if you wanted to write the psalm on your own, please do it. And if you want to talk about it, find a group. So you'll need your Bibles for this. How easy is it for you to give glory to God? Are there times when we have withheld praise? And I've given a couple of psalms, there are many more, which glorify God. And the question is, how can these and other psalms help us to glorify God? I'm just going to pray for us before we go into our activities. Glorious and loving God, we thank you that you invite us to praise and worship you. Help us now to encourage one another to learn more about loving and worshiping you. Amen.